Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Have you ever heard of EFT? It's called Emotional Freedom Technique, also known as tapping. Yeah, tapping. You literally tap on your body. And apparently, many claim that it makes your brain happy. Welcome to another episode of Happy Brain. My name is Heather Parody, and thank you for joining us as we explore the fun side to mental health by digging into these simple hacks and fun tips to make your mental health journey more enjoyable and your brain a little happier. What's up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Happy Brain. If this is your first time listening, what's up? My name is Heather Parody. I am your host today. We're going to be talking about why some people claim that tapping, literally tapping on their body, makes their brain happy. We're going to connect with the self-love coach, EFT practitioner Mala out in Australia. But before we get started, if you have not done so yet, if you are into outside-of-the-box ways to stay mentally healthy, that's why we're here. So I invite you to hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if you haven't done so yet, leave us a review like Dominic Q did, which says, I'm a big fan of Greg Clunas. So when I found out this new podcast focused on brain optimization, I was all in. Who's Greg Clunas? Well, he is the host of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, which is the network that this show is hosted through. So big shout out to that show, as well as my friend Greg Clunas. And of course, Dominic, thanks for leaving us that honest review. And again, if you haven't done so yet, drop us a line. I'll give you a shout out on the show. So tapping. I first heard about this in a book that I was reading. She was talking about tapping and I was super confused about it. She said that she was trying to like release, release negative emotions or release trapped energy, whatever, by tapping on different places of her forehead and I believe her arms. And I've heard a lot of people talk about it, but I haven't really dug into it myself. I have a basic understanding of what tapping and EFT is. I've never tried it before, but I looked over on the Instagram, you know how we do, to just find somebody to come on the show and share a little bit about this. And I was grateful enough to have, again, Mala from Australia to agree to jump on. She can be found at Mindset for Women over on Instagram. That is linked in the show notes. But just after, straight off the bat, what is EFT?
EFT is emotional freedom technique. It's often called tapping as well. So yeah, it can be either. And it's a mind-body tool and it clears physical and emotional blocks from your energy system just using your fingers and your intention.
And I wondered, how did she learn about it?
I'm not exactly sure, but I think it was from when I was real. I used to listen to lots of Hay House, and there was Nick Ortner who did the tapping solution. And I think it was through that that I discovered it. It was quite a long time ago now. And then I kind of just dabbled a little bit. It ended up being a really, really valuable part of my healing journey. So, yeah.
Okay. Let's get back to this tapping thing. I want to hear about tapping. What is tapping?
Basically, it works on your meridian system and you tap on the meridian points and it influences the subtle electrical energy flow in your body. And this can lead to really massive changes in your emotional and your physical health. And so, you know, when we have trigger responses like anger or fear or frustration and, you know, our brain goes into that alert mode, that fight flight response, we're automatically reacting by either fighting, flighting or freezing. And this is, you know, adrenaline pumps through our body, our heart rate increases, all of that stuff. And this is where tapping really comes in, because it can work on those, on that response, the stress response, which, you know, we trigger it, you know, for primitive man, that was great when there were lions and tigers and stuff everywhere and we needed it to survive. But we trigger this response from just our past thoughts and memories all the time. And we're spending 95% of our time in our subconscious mind, often replaying these things that have happened in the past over and over again, which is causing us to go into that stress response, which is actually really detrimental for us, you know. And so tapping works and it clears that. And, you know, if you think of it like this, when we eat food, we release it. And when we drink, we release it. But when we experience trauma, we tend to shove it down. And then we'll have another thing happen and we'll stack that on top of it and it will build up and kind of like get really stagnant in there. So when you tap, it pulls this away. So it's like if you think of our subconscious mind, like a filing cabinet with lots of pieces of paper in there, and all the pieces of paper are the emotions. So when you tap, you trigger these memories and you pull out the emotions, and sometimes something else will come up for you. So you might wonder why, but often it will, it's like peeling back layers to reveal something else. And it's clearing that all out, which can really reduce the stress that we experience.
All right, back it up. She talked about meridian system, I believe she said. What is that exactly?
It's like Eastern medicine. They use it like in acupuncture and stuff. It's those sort of points that they would use in acupuncture, that they use in tapping. So there's different energy points. You have it, but you can't see me, but you tap on different points of your like face. And the style of tapping that I do, you use, there's points in your fingers as well that you can use, which a lot of tapping systems don't actually use, but there are points there. And then like on your collarbone, and they all relate to different parts of your body and stuff as well. But generally you wouldn't just tap on one point. You always want to kind of tap on this whole, there's a whole process that you go through.
Just to confirm, yes, I looked this up over on Wikipedia. It's linked in the show notes, but this is a reading straight from Wikipedia. Meridian system is a concept in traditional Chinese medicine and are paths through which life energy known as qi flows. Meridians are not real anatomical structures. Scientists have found no evidence that supports their existence. Major proponents of their existence have not come to any consensus as how they might work or be tested in a scientific context. So that's what that is. Again, she said that they use it in acupuncture. I think it's super interesting, but I want to get back to tapping. What exactly is the practice? Is there a protocol?
No, it's really... it really is just tapping, like you'd kind of like tap on a table.
That's it.
Yeah. And you do a process. So you start on your karate chop point and then you work through the different points. You go through and you'll rate how you're feeling out of 10 before you start. It's called a SUDS rating. And so you'll check in with how you're feeling, your emotions and your body beforehand around a certain situation, and then you'll tap. And you'll probably do a few rounds, which is going through all the different points. That's one round. So you might do a few, and then after you'll check in and see what your SUDS rating is. And you want it to be reduced to about a 1 or a 2. Otherwise, you would want to keep tapping. And generally, you'll say, there's different ways you can do it. There's echo tapping, which is where you just repeat phrases, and that can be, you kind of talk about the negative feelings that you're experiencing and then go into the positive, but you can just do positive as well. And at the end of the day, it's more about your intention than the words. I think it can be really important not to get caught up in the words and just focus on how you're feeling and going through the process. And often, you know, when I do it with clients, I'll just let them talk and talk about whatever's going on for them, and they can just tap through the points as they're talking. And that actually is my preferred way of doing it.
How long does the average tapping session take?
It really does vary. You can do really quick things. So, I mean, I could, before, at the end of the day at night, I might take kind of 5 minutes and just quickly go through and clear the day. But if I was with a client, I would generally spend an hour with them, but I'd spend about half an hour probably just talking and finding out what is coming up for them and what they'd like to explore in the tapping. But, you know, I've done 5 minutes of tapping. I've sat there for an hour and tapped for an hour. It really can vary.
All right, here's my question. How has tapping made your brain happy?
Well, I mean, I used it a lot when I was experiencing postpartum depression, postnatal we say in Australia, and I used it a lot then every day, and it really was a great support tool for that. As well, I've cleared lots of things that have just been like heavy things, and it's lightened. It's just lifted the stress and made me just feel free and confident in myself and remove all that doubt and stuff. So it's such a, I love it.
Again, big shout out to Mala for coming on today's episode. Connect with her at Mindset for Women over on Instagram. Before we go, I had to ask her, is there anything else you want to say about tapping that I did not ask you?
Not really. I just think it's really important to know that anyone can do it. It really is accessible for anyone. And there are little things you can do. Even just squeezing the ends of your little fingers if you're feeling anxious is a really great stress reducer, which you can do when no one can. You can do it under a table. And it's a great little handy tool that you can use just if you're feeling a bit stressed out.
I love that. Squeezing the end of your fingers for anxiety. Isn't that interesting? I've never heard that before. Just squeezing the tips of your fingers. That's definitely something I've got to try out. But listen, y'all, whether it is tidying up your house, getting a runner's high without running, or tapping, I hope you take some time for yourself today, my friends, and make that brain of yours happy. Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.